This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Lent Wednesday, first posted March 5th, 2008, Romans 8:11-19 Life in the Spirit, paraphrase, if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, he will give immortal life to our mortal bodies also, through his indwelling Holy Spirit. So we are obligated to the Spirit, not to our mortal flesh. If we live according to our fleshly desires, we will die, eternally, in our flesh. But if we follow the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we will put to death the desires of the flesh, and we will live eternally. All who are led by the indwelling Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God, Romans 8:14. The Spirit does not enslave us in fear, but makes us sons and daughters. When we call ecstatically in worship to God our Father in praise and prayer, the indwelling Holy Spirit is testifying with our spirit that we are children of God. If we are children of God, then we are his heirs, with Christ, provided that we join in the mission of Christ's gospel and bear suffering with Christ for the gospel, so that we can also be glorified in him. The sufferings in this temporal world are insignificant, compared to the glory that we will experience in eternity. All creation eagerly awaits the revealing of God's children. Commentary, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the first fruits, Romans 8:23, the security deposit of eternal life. By the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit we are reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to spiritual, eternal life. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. In order to receive the gift, we must commit ourselves to the obedient, trusting disciples of Jesus Christ. We must commit to living in obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If we live according to the Holy Spirit, we are freed from bondage to God's law, and to sin and death, Romans 8:2, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. We die spiritually to sin and the flesh so that we can live spiritually and eternally with Christ, Romans 8:10. We fulfill the requirements of God's law by his love and help, expressed through his indwelling Holy Spirit, and by our response in love and gratitude to him, rather than by fear of his eternal condemnation. We are his beloved children, not his slaves. Jesus is his only begotten Son, but we become his adopted children and share in God's love for Jesus and share Jesus' glory and eternal inheritance. But we must be willing to surrender and sacrifice our will and become obedient to his will, as Jesus did, and we can expect that we will encounter rejection and abuse from worldly people as Jesus did. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.